81 episodes later, we are gearing up to release our 7th season of Immigrantly. It's absolutely crazy to me that we have already hit this milestone. Since the moment I started this show, we have seen incredible growth. Our listenership is increasing. We've been able to partner with impactful organizations like Forward.us and Rises, and we have widened our already diverse palette with an array of guests, each unique in their own way.
I think there's a lot to be said about edible insects, especially as a sustainable source of protein for the future.
81 episodes, 81 conversations that have challenged the archaic stereotypes of what it means to be an immigrant, a child of immigrants, a person of color, and everything in between.
We're all, as parents, really worried about having conversations with our kids about race because we don't want them to be jaded. We don't want them to have fear around the conversation. We don't want them to feel guilt or shame. But the longer we leave it, the more of a disservice we do to them.
As your host, I have learned so much on this journey. Each episode has given me a fresh perspective on the issues we address. Our conversations have been complex, challenging, and oftentimes messy.
Then they just ushered us on, and that's the closest I got to them, was like on the other side of a one-way glass window where he didn't know I was there, and I didn't know for sure that he was there.
But I wouldn't trade the messiness for anything, because what we have created instead is an exciting, ongoing dialogue full of rich nuances. And we are far from being done. We have so many more conversations that we are excited to share with you.
The thing that I then found strange eventually was this notion of sticking in your lane. And I'm a producer and a director and a writer. And I feel very comfortable with all of those things.
So when it comes to intuition while DJing, for me personally, I take it as like a spiritual calling, or like, what is spirit saying to me right now? Because sometimes I do feel like a vessel, especially I've had several moments that I can count that are very, very special that I'm like I was being driven to do this or to play this next.
I don't have a room. I don't have any place to go. I end up in the library in CCNY, City College, and the security finds out that I'm in the library at 3 a.m. What the hell are you doing here? They kick me out. All my stuff is in the library. I'm in the snow. I don't have anything. Not even a SIM card. I can't even call anyone. I walk around for a couple hours, and then I find this door behind the building that doesn't have any cameras, no security, and it's unlocked. So through that door, I was getting in and out for 2 weeks, taking shower at the gym, just staying in different parts of the library or in some laboratories, and hiding from the security so they wouldn't kick me out.
Thanks for coming on this journey with us. I can't wait for you to hear season 7.